Armed forces were deployed in key parts of the otherwise calm capital, N'Djamena, Wednesday, after reports of the alleged coup plot. Some soldiers prevented traffic from leaving the city across a bridge on a main highway towards Cameroon. Mobile phone networks went off the air. Officials close to President Diby, who recently added Itno to his last name, told journalists arrests had been made, but were not specific. They blamed the twins, Tom and Timon Erdemi, for being behind the coup attempt. The two are relatives of President Diby and his former close political and business associates. But they are now part of a disparate rebellion operating near the border region of Sudan's Darfur province, calling on him to step down. Many of these rebels, as Global Insight researcher Chris Melville explains, are also part of Mr. Diby's dominant ethnic group.
The Erdemis are regarded as key members of the Zaghawa clique at the heart of the regime, and many of those individuals within that group hold high office within the armed forces, or at least have done until the last couple of months. And so there is certainly the possibility that they could, given their own financial resources, you could see them mounting a significant military challenge to the regime.
The communications minister says the main coup plotters fled after being repulsed by loyal soldiers. Some rebels opposed to President Diby were quoted as saying there had been a coup attempt, but that they had been betrayed. The apparent coup plot comes after several high-level army officers recently sent on a mission to negotiate with the rebels deserted themselves. President Diby, who came to power in a coup in 1990, was not present overnight, attending a summit of the Central African Economic and Monetary Community in Equatorial Guinea. Since getting international aid to build an oil pipeline, President Diby has gutted laws guaranteeing some proceeds would go to poverty alleviation, citing security problems. He also changed the constitution so he can run for a third elected term in elections scheduled for early May. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.